We're on part four of five things a godly woman does to save her marriage and her husband. And you might be thinking, is this series outdated, narrow-minded, old-fashioned? Does it fly in the face of modern women? Yeah, it sure does. But does that make it wrong? Does that mean you have a right not to follow it? No, not at all. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, you can reach out to me, and many of you have, at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And for the record, a few of you have asked, hey, who has access to your emails? Well, if you send it to my church address, just about everybody. But if you send it to that email address, tda@giantslayer or tdagiantslayer@gmail.com, I'm the only one who reads it, so you can let loose, let it fly. And it's all going to be kept between you and me. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. So again, this podcast, well, you could definitely throw me under the bus, but please listen to all of them, because at the end, I'm going to be adding my opinion, and I think biblical opinion, as why women can't do this many times because of the man, or why it's hard for women to do this, and a man's responsibility to make it easier for their wife to do these things. So today, let's jump into it. We are talking about how to serve your husband. Genesis 2:18, God looks at Adam and for the very first time says, it's not good. He's been creating things every day saying, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. And then he sees man alone and he says, it's not good. I will make him a helpmate, a helper, a server. Now, hold on. Not a servant. He made Adam a helper, a server. If you tuned into this podcast thinking I was going to talk about how your wife should be your servant, no. But should she serve you? Should she serve alongside you? Yes. And you go, Garth, what's the difference? Well, first, let me just say that there are multiple verses about wives loving their husbands, helping their husbands, submitting to their husbands, respecting their husbands, caring for their husbands. All of this implies to some great degree of serving your husband. As scripture tells us to serve one another, husbands are also to serve their wives. But what am I really getting at? What's the point here? Well, ladies, you best serve your husband by serving God. What does God say about marriage? What does he say about your roles? What are you following in his words? Are you following his guidelines in scripture? Because you serve God by first serving the one that you're married to. And I won't repeat all my other points at this time, but it's a good place to start when you try to serve God. Ask yourself, am I serving God by serving my husband? Because if I'm not serving my husband, I'm not serving God. But hold on, that's important, but there's a deeper meaning. Wives best serve their husbands by helping him serve God. Now, you may be the wife who comes alongside and helps him as he serves in the youth ministry, or you may help him as he serves in a parachurch ministry like Young Life or a pro-life ministry, or you may help him serve at church in his role as a teacher, maybe even just as a greeter or an usher. But the point being, you may actually be doing much of the ministry he is doing and or parts of it all the while by his side. Or you may serve him as he serves God in a specific ministry. Let me put it to you this way. I've always said my role, my ministry, is being a pastor, preacher, teacher. But if you ask my wife what her ministry is, she's always said this: my ministry is my husband. Yeah, that's right. My wife has always said that her ministry is me. And you know what? Ministry is taking care of me on her behalf. I can be a good minister, but I can be an even better minister when my wife loves me and takes care of me. Yes, she reads and she prays and she prays and she shares Christ with others. She's involved in church, but maybe not as much or nearly as much as other women, because other women do not have husbands that are in full-time ministry. And might I add, I have four other businesses that I'm running and two other ministries that I either run or I'm involved in. And to be quite frank, I could not do it as easily or in as optimal health and strength if she was not serving me. Now, do I love it? Do I absolutely love it when she comes and brings me a cup of iced tea out on the deck when I'm reading? Do I love it if she asks me if I'd like to come to bed with her? Do I love it when she, you know, cleans up my office? Or, yeah, these are all things and all ways she serves me. Many times I come home, dinner's ready. She says, hey, you got 20 minutes to sit in front of the TV before we eat. There are many ways she serves me. 100% yes, I love it. But I mostly love her serving me so that I can serve God better. She truly makes me better by serving me. Men, maybe your wives are not serving you as much as you would like because you are not involved in serving God. And wives, regardless if your husbands are or are not, God still calls you to serve your husband as unto the Lord. So what have we learned today? What's the takeaway? First of all, women, those of you who are wives and those of you who are about to be wives, understand that you serve your husband as you serve the Lord. In fact, someone might put it like this: you're only serving God as good or as well as you're serving your husband. That is a tall order to follow, but it's the truth. And at the same time, you might be able to serve your husband as he serves in his role or in his ministry or in his calling. The last challenge is this: maybe you're in a marriage where you both go to church, you're followers of Christ, but you're not really involved in any one thing. You would be surprised if you took a little bit of time and prayed as a couple as where God might want you both to serve, and how much easier it is to serve your husband as you're both involved in serving in some type of ministry. And or really encourage your husband and say, honey, I want you to be more involved in church. I want you to be more involved in a ministry, because ultimately through that, you will see how much more important it is for you to serve him and to support him as he serves God. Simple thoughts, not always easy to do, but until then, keep slaying giants.